in which case we have to put that off. So I said that beryllium oxide was an amphoteric material. Let's look at this in a bit more detail. So our first thing is beryllium was different to the others because it didn't want to form an ion. The reason for that, it's got a high ionization energy. So beryllium going through to beryllium 1 plus, that's called the first ionization energy. Beryllium 1 plus going through to beryllium 2 plus, that's the second ionization energy. And both of those ionization energies are very high. It takes a large amount of energy. Now the size of the atoms at the top of the group were small, so beryllium then is a very small atom with a very high ionization energy. That means that its outermost electron is sitting very close to the nucleus, so it's very strongly held. It's also a really small gap, and as a result, you don't form an ion. So what we get is a polar covalent bond in beryllium. So our beryllium oxide then doesn't dissolve in water, but the polarity, we would put a delta plus over beryllium and a delta minus over oxygen. So you guys, I think, had a little bit of a look at polarity, did you, with Colette? No? Ask her to talk about polarity with you guys. Make that a little note for this week's workshop. It's a useful thing to go over. Now, polarity is different to putting a full charge on something. So here, the H has got a 1 plus sitting beside it. That's an ion. But if we put a delta beside it, then the delta means a partial plus. So in the case of beryllium oxide, then we put a delta plus over the beryllium to say that's losing a bit of its electron density, and we put a delta minus over oxygen to say that's gaining some of the electron density. Now the beryllium oxide then will react with strong acid, which is what we can see there. Now there's four waters present, so this is a tetra aqua species. You're going to look at inorganic naming for transition metals quite soon, so we'll start introducing you to. So tetra's four waters called aqua, so it's a tetra aqua complex. The beryllium oxide also reacts with strong base, so here it's reacting with, for instance, hydroxide from sodium hydroxide, and we're now forming a tetrahydroxy species, hydroxo, that's an ion. Now the material here then, as beryllium oxide, is behaving as a base because it's reacting with an acid. The beryllium oxide in the second case is behaving as an acid because it's reacting with a base. So that's its amphoteric character. Are we all clear? Now that's an absolutely standard question from the final exam. What is an amphoteric oxide? Illustrate using an element from group 2. You have to put those equations down as well as the words. Yep.